This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the internet streaming online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us wherever they are right now. Thank you to them for serving our great country. To our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, moving the goods across the highway, storing up the warehouses, trying to deliver the mail, delivering to people, thanks very much for what you're doing. And a special shout-out goes to the roughnecks up there. I understand that some of those shale oil fields are going to be shutting down because of the price of the oil, and I get it. And you'll be back. You'll be back as strong or stronger than ever once they decide they want to start pumping oil again, because right now it's not feasible economically for them to keep pumping out oil where they're not making any money. And I want to also tell you not to forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, my friend?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with the president and his speech, and I've got it queued up right here. We're going to dissect the speech. I'm going to start it out here and play a couple minutes of it, and then we'll go from there. You ready?
Absolutely.
My fellow Americans, tonight I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout the world. Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. Now, so far, so good, as far as I'm concerned. And he talks about the world pandemic that the World Health Organization warned of, because we have not seen the end of this yet. This is just the beginning, but we are very fortunate and very lucky here in the United States because our president got out in front of it to begin with. Otherwise, we could have been in worse shape, or the same kind of shape that we see Italy's in, where ain't nobody going nowhere.
That's right. They are locked down in Italy for sure at this hour, Captain. They have thousands of cases, we understand. But President Trump acted very quickly early on, and that was stopping travel from the country of China into the United States. And, of course, he was criticized for that, but that was the right reaction, just as he's doing now. And also the president declared a national emergency early on and so forth. And I also like, Captain, the verbiage that he used. He said he was marshaling, you know, all of these things together. And again, this is a president who is leading us into a war against this virus, and he's approaching it in that way. In other words, there's a sense of urgency, and he understands his mission is to protect the American people.
That is correct. And I think I'll try another minute of this while we still got time, because we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break, but let's see what happens here in another minute.
The team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because the music's going to come up in my ear any second here. But what he's saying is exactly true. The European Union did not do anything. The only thing it did was Great Britain. They put the screws to everything right away.
That's right, and that's why the UK is not on that travel ban list. But you're right. At this point, the president is doing what the only practical thing right now, and that is to stop the seeding from happening.
Right, and we're going to get into this in more detail on the other side of the break, but in case you haven't heard, President Trump went on the air last night, just a couple of minutes or so after 9 p.m., and gave a speech from the Oval Office. It was all about the coronavirus pandemic, and yeah, that's what the World Health Organization is calling it. And for anybody that's out there that's going, well, this is just manufactured, there ain't nothing really going on, you should have been where I was yesterday. And I'll tell you all about that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kyle Warren and I will be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, it's my buddy Kyle Warren. He's on the telephone line with us right now, but before we get to him, I got to tell everybody that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, leg pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, general pain in general, then let me tell you about the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. You can get started on that right away, and it will work for you like it's worked for me and tens of thousands of other people. Now, I'd reached a point where just trying to walk my dog when I had my dog around the block was a real challenge, and after a couple of weeks of taking Relief Factor, I was able to take that and take my morning walk, and the dog was happy, and I even went further than the block he wanted to go around from time to time. Now, I did that in 2 weeks' time, and I've been on it ever since, 3 years and 11 months later. So, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little tutorial that's there, the little video, and then you'll see the order screen for the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you can get started in as soon as 2 or 3 days when you get it, and away you go. Follow the instructions, take it the way it says, and it'll work for you the way it worked for me and tens of thousands of other people. relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go back in here again and listen to the president as he moves on. We've already established the fact that he talked about the European Union and what they didn't do, and it's created the problems there in Italy and in Greece and in France and Germany. Germany is, they're saying, I believe 70% of Germany could be infected with this before all is said and done.
That's right. That's what some of the predictions are right now. And they're saying that some 58 million people in Germany could contract this virus. So this is a very, very serious thing, no doubt.
Yeah, now here we go with the president again.
After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea, and as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening.
Now, we heard about Europe, right?
Right.
People coming in from Europe, with the exceptions of those people that have been properly vetted and checked. Now, that would probably mean our military troops and people assigned to the embassies and that sort of thing, and maybe a few other dignitaries coming in from other countries. But other than that, you're not coming in. And we also heard about South Korea, and we also heard about China, depending on the progress they make, because the cases in both of those countries as of yesterday, and I haven't seen the reports yet today, but the cases were down as of yesterday.
Well, that's right, and it's encouraging. And once again, you know, we're watching how this incubates. We're watching, is this really 2 weeks, you know, and what do we expect to see perhaps every 14 days or so? But at the same time, Captain, we're also watching for any kind of mutation. And one of the most important aspects of this virus outbreak right now is that it seems to be more affecting elderly folks,
right,
older folks, and not affecting so much younger folks, kids, you know, teenagers and so forth. And I heard it described this way. Usually the flu the standard flu, for lack of a better term, will affect
everybody.
Yeah, everybody, but especially on the very young side and the very old side. But this seems to be on the very old side. So what we're watching for is, will this mutate in some way? I'm not trying to be alarmist, but I think they're watching to see if this, if you start to get another plume.
Well,
and what is it?
It's because people, their immune systems go south the older you get. Everybody knows that. That's why you take vitamin supplements. That's why they tell you when you get older to take a larger amount of vitamin C, vitamin B12, vitamin D, vitamin E, which most of us do. But some people just can't afford to do that, so they're stuck. And some people, believe it or not, don't even take a multiple vitamin because they can't afford them.
Right, exactly. And what this is doing, though, I think, with the president tonight, is he's showing that the federal government, that he's responsible for, of course, is doing literally everything that it can possibly do. And as we listen to the president, we'll hear him talk about for employers, employees.
Well, let's do that. Let's do that right now, because that's coming up next. Here we go. More with the president.
Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing. We are cutting massive amounts of red tape to make antiviral therapies available in record time. These treatments will significantly reduce the impact and reach of the virus. Additionally, last week I signed into law an $8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies. Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas. My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings.
Now, right away, they said, does that mean he's going to get rid of his rallies, and son of a gun, if we didn't cancel two of them in the upcoming week?
Well, that's right. And we see this, you know, others, you know, following suit with the same kind of thing. The debate between Sanders and Biden's not going to have an audience. They both canceled.
Well, they have chairs.
Well, right, exactly, yeah. And, but here's the thing is that, you know, in these big gatherings, whatever they are, especially in this political season, will certainly change the dynamic of how this race is playing out, you know, in terms of the politics. But all politics aside, what we're seeing tonight or yesterday evening, Captain, was the president essentially saying, look, this is what we need to do. These are the steps we're taking right now. And it's my sincere hope that we're not going to see a lot of the political, you know, ugly side of this, people trying to make hay out of criticizing the president or any of these kinds of things, because this virus doesn't discriminate. We're all Americans. And this is a very, very important time in our history, right here, right now.
Now, when it comes to sporting events, a lot of people are saying, well, gee, they're canceled the NBA. What will they cancel next, NHL and arena football, or not arena football, but XFL football that's indoors and all that stuff? Well, maybe. But here's the deal. The outside sports, they're outside. It's a totally different deal, I think.
Well, one might think, especially if you're out in the baseball field, the players are pretty far apart.
Or soccer match.
Or soccer match, that's right. But I wonder if they think about maybe the fans in the stadium kind of thing. I was listening to Jim Hill earlier tonight, the venerable Jim Hill, greatest sportscaster, one of the greatest of all time, and the sports commentator. He was mentioning that it's, you know, we're seeing what the NBA has done. Talking about, well, will the NCAA follow suit any, you know, very quickly here? That remains to be seen.
Well, the NCAA already has. They're only going to allow family members and members of the team and their staff inside for the games. Nobody else. They won't be open to the public. And we've got the NCAA event coming up here at Amalie Arena. There's a lot of people that are going to lose a lot of money, vendors, as a result of that. One of the playoffs is over here, regional playoffs at the Amalie Arena in Tampa, and it's just not going to happen the way they think.
Well, right, and it's going to be a sign of the times. It's a new normal, but I think it's a temporary new normal. I don't think this is going to go on for any very extended period of time.
Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back. More with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and more from the President of the United States. We're going to play more of his speech. This is where he gets into the particulars about the economics and the different things he's going to do. And, oh, yeah, by the way, 12 weeks of unemployment is part of the package that's in the Democratic proposal coming out of the House. A lot of pork in there, a lot of different things stuck in the bill. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
There are now more than 1,100 cases in the U.S., with 33 deaths and 115,000 cases worldwide. In hard-hit Italy, all retail stores will close except food and drug stores. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The next month, the next several months, we're going to have to rely on public health measures
to contain this outbreak.
Coronavirus fears fueled losses on Wall Street. It officially pushed stocks into a bear market. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
Right now, emotion is really guiding the market. Fear is gripping investor psyche.
The Dow was down 1,465 points, the S&P down 140, and the NASDAQ down 392. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled GEICO.com. And if you are looking for insurance for your car, the truck you drive in, the motorcycle, the ATV, a boat, an RV, a Sea-Doo, a Ski-Doo, or even your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, then I want you to go over to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they have been saving money for people for more than 75 years. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, and they do a great job with me, and because I have not only my homeowner's insurance with them, but also my vehicle, I get what's called a bundle rate, so I save money, and oh, by the way, because I'm a safe driver, knock on wood, there's the wood. Because I'm a safe driver, I get another discount. So every year, when other people are going, well, my insurance just went up another 20% or whatever, not mine. Mine might go up 1% to 3%, but nothing like the others because of the discounts I get. And you can get them, too, if you're a safe driver. All right, Kyle Warham, the professor of politics, is hanging in the air with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've been playing the speech of President Trump, what he had to say earlier, and then dissecting it. And I'm going to do it again because here we go with some more information from the president. Now, this is where he starts talking about the economic situation.
Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene. Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands, clean often used surfaces, cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home. To ensure that working Americans impacted by the virus can stay home without fear of financial hardship, I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus. I will be asking Congress to take legislative action to extend this relief. Because of the economic policies that we have put into place over the last 3 years, we have the greatest economy anywhere in the world by far. Our banks and financial institutions are fully capitalized and incredibly strong. Our unemployment is at a historic low. This vast economic prosperity gives us flexibility, reserves, and resources to handle any threat that comes our way. This is not a financial crisis. This is just a temporary moment of time that we will overcome together as a nation and as a world. However, to provide extra support for American workers, families, and businesses, tonight I am announcing the following additional actions. I am instructing the Small Business Administration to exercise available authority to provide capital and liquidity to firms affected by the coronavirus. Effective immediately, the SBA will begin providing economic loans in affected states and territories. These low-interest loans will help small businesses overcome temporary economic disruptions caused by the virus.
Now, this is where we just talked about the events, the sporting events and whatnot, one of them being the NCAA here in my backyard where you got the vendors that sell their wares.
That's right. Yep.
I would be willing to bet you right now any amount of money that they would be able to apply under the Small Business Administration and get help for their financial loss, because they are going to lose the availability of being inside selling to several thousand people versus being out on the sidewalk, and God only knows what's going to happen there.
Well, exactly, and that's why that number is $50 billion being set aside for those small business loans, and the president wanting people to understand that if you're being affected by coronavirus, that they're working to make sure that nobody's missing a paycheck.
Now, he comes up in here somewhere, and I'm not sure if it's going to be this next session, because I'm only going to play about another minute and a half of it, but he talks about an executive order where he's going to insist on the pharmaceutical supplies and the pharmaceuticals be made in America. Let's see if we can get it.
To this end, I am asking Congress to increase funding for this program by an additional $50 billion. Using emergency authority, I will be instructing the Treasury Department to defer tax payments without interest or penalties for certain individuals and businesses negatively impacted. This action will provide more than $200 billion of additional liquidity to the economy. Finally, I am calling on Congress to provide Americans with immediate payroll tax relief. Hopefully, they will consider this very strongly. We are at a critical time in the fight against the virus. We made a life-saving move with early action on China. Now we must take the same action with Europe. We will not delay. I will never hesitate to take any necessary steps to protect the lives, health, and safety of the American people. I will always put the well-being of America first. If we are vigilant and we can reduce the chance of infection, which we will significantly impede the transmission of the virus. The virus will not have a chance against us. No nation is more prepared or more resilient than the United States. We have the best economy, the most advanced health care, and the most talented doctors, scientists, and researchers anywhere in the world. We are all in this together. We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family. As history has proven time and time again, Americans always rise to the challenge and overcome adversity. Our future remains brighter than anyone can imagine. Acting with compassion and love, we will heal the sick, care for those in need, help our fellow citizens, and emerge from this challenge stronger and more unified than ever before. God bless you, and God bless America.
Wow. Very powerful. But the part that I wanted to add in there, Kyle, was I've got the note here that says that the President Trump is planning on an executive order insisting on American-made medical supplies and pharmaceuticals in response to the coronavirus outbreak. And this is coming out of the White House from a spokesman in the White House.
Very interesting. And, of course, what the president has also done, Captain, is he's been talking to the pharmaceutical companies, to the airlines, to other commercial aspects of this in the sense of helping to marshal those forces.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he came out and said, here's what we're doing, I think he'd already had a good inkling of how the, how these, sectors were going to react and the kind of help they were going to give. That's just the way that, President Trump, he gets prepared for whatever he's going to go do. I do think it's important to let everybody know, Captain, that the State Department has issued a level 3 travel advisory for the globe.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, and level 3 is one step below don't travel. It's that, and that would be the highest. This is the second highest, and that is reconsider travel. And they emphasize that even if you were to go to somewhere where they don't have any COVID-19 outbreaks, that could change without notice, and travel could be restricted even on their end. So if you're going to be traveling, check out the State Department warning, and if you don't have to go, stay put here in the United States.
Right, and for the people that are coming in, there are some exceptions. Again, the United Kingdom, as well as citizens of the United States that are coming in from overseas, they should have already taken precautions. If not, then they'll be quarantined. I'm saying that they'll be quarantined in place for 14 days once they get back here to the States. But they will be allowed in because they're American citizens.
Well, right, and I do appreciate what the president was saying, Captain. He said, we're all in this together. We're one nation and one family. And this is the kind of thing that certainly has a vast economic impact, but people are the most important aspect of that.
The Democrats need to understand that the time for playing games is over. Stop the politics. Get with the business of the people. Because I'm telling you, everybody is watching what's going on and who's doing what. And if the Democrats sit on their hands and they make this a political football again, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer do what we think they're capable of doing in terms of being just antagonists, then they are definitely going to add more in terms of the seats they're going to lose come this fall.
Well, right, exactly. And I think the American voter will say shame on them in a very big way at the ballot box if they continue to try to politicize this, as unfortunately we've already seen basically that beginning to happen.
Well, the time has come for all Americans to stand together on this because it's the only way we're going to defeat this. And it's not a manufactured thing here. It's got to the point to where some of the third world countries and some of the smaller countries that don't have the type of response that we have and haven't done things as quickly as we did are now paying for it. And we can't let those people and the people that are sick to come into this country from where they're at. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. This is very, very important what we're talking about here tonight, and we're going to open up the phone lines in the second hour after the top of the hour news, so there's plenty of opportunity to talk about it. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, I'm trying to play something here. It doesn't want to play. All right, so here we go. Let me try this. Nope, got to do something different here for a minute. Okay, so here we go.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Here I speak, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Artie, that's Ray Carlisle doing a little Rooster Cruiser. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's our Truckers Highway and Byway opening song for the first report tonight, brought to you by your local Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop. And there'll be a lot of guys up there in Montana and Idaho and North Dakota, South Dakota, that'll be in the Flying J's over the weekend because you got a mess coming your way again, starting up there in Nebraska and in northern Montana. And I-90 and I-94 is going to get interesting starting later today and tonight and into the weekend. Also, not only northwestern Montana, but also the Continental Divide, north-central Idaho, the higher elevations. It's going to be cold. There'll be wind, blowing snow, which will cause reduced visibility, difficult travel, dangerous conditions for livestock out there. Localized power outages will be possible. Also, light to moderate snow, making for slick roads. No accumulations yet. However, we're talking anywhere from 1 inch to maybe a foot in some places. The higher up, the more the snow. You know how that works. And, of course, potential freezing of the roadways causing dangerous travel. And again, northwestern Montana and north central Idaho, and especially over the mountain passes like, oh gosh, 4th of July. Yep, gonna be a skating rink for sure. Gonna be interesting. Now, there is snow right now going on in the central part of Wyoming, north of Cheyenne, going up into Montana. And there is snow going on there right now. In addition, the winter watch also goes down into the Lake Tahoe area and down about 100 miles into California in the mountains along the Nevada side there. Reno, you might get a little dusting. Doesn't look like you're going to get much shorter unless something changes here. But that's where the weather's at right now. Going to be some windy conditions around you there in Reno. And then down into southern and eastern California, out across the high desert, going to have rain and quite a bit of it. And that rain will continue over into Arizona, in particular along I-8 and I-10. Phoenix, you're going to get rain. You're going to get rain up in the I-40 section up there, Kingman, Arizona, towards the top of the rock, but it's not necessarily going to be raining up that way. We'll see. Now, there's some snow tonight in the higher elevations in southwestern Colorado right now, if you're coming that way. And there's some snow in the southeastern portion of Utah tonight, if you're going that way. In addition, it looks like we might have some snow right now, or the possibility for snow, in the central part of Nebraska. Al, you might be seeing some snow later by the looks of this. And also, in Missouri, in south-central Missouri, by Fort Leonard Wood along I-44, you've got some dense fog there tonight, some wind off to the east towards St. Louis. And all week long up there in Wisconsin, around Green Bay and that area up in there, it's been raining on and off. Well, guess what? It's raining again up there. And it looks like as if you might have some flash flood watches down below towards Milwaukee tonight. And up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you have got a winter weather advisory up there. So you could be having some interesting travel way up north in the upper peninsula up above Wisconsin. Be advised of that. We'll come way back down south again, I-10 from Galveston, south of Houston, as you head down towards the border. But I-10 from Houston all the way east through Louisiana into Mississippi. Right to the Alabama line, just about. You've got some heavy, dense fog there. New Orleans looks like you're under some fog tonight. You've also got a little bit of rain in the mix or drizzle right there. And Florida tonight, the western part of Florida from Big Bend on down to Fort Myers, looks like as if there's a possibility with some rain in the mix here from what I'm seeing right now. Now, again, it's all contingent to certain things that happen and take place, but according to the weather, it's going to be mostly clear. However, we're seeing the possibility for some rain here. I'm going to open this up and see what I can see on the little local map here. Okay. Hydraulic outlook. Wow. That's a new one on me. Hydraulic outlook. I wonder what that means. But anyway, that's what the weather is for here, because I'm looking to see over here in the local forecast, and we don't see anything for the west side of Florida, but some really nice weather. Temperatures in the 80s every day through Saturday. Matter of fact, might even reach 87, 88, 89 degrees on Saturday. So there you go. And then going up the East Coast, things are looking good there tonight as you go up to the East Coast. Now remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And we get it. We understand that you folks, you guys and gals that are out there, you've told me about the Flying J's, how much you like them, where you haven't been in them before, and the Pilots with the Arby's and the McDonald's, and in some cases the Wendy's that they've got in there. Plus the Dairy Queens, the full-service Dairy Queens. You like those, too? And by the way, somebody told me the other day they'd never been in the Huddle House, but they went into one in a Flying J, and they would go back and do it again. They really liked the food. So that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, getting out there and, you know, home away from home. It's going to be the cab of your truck and whatever truck stop you wind up in. We all know that. And, again, Pilots and Flying J's are the good ones. When you go in there on the third watch, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because if you do that, you're going to get yourself some a nice hot cup of coffee. And Nelson does that up there in Jasper, Valdosta, and comes on back home with the coffee and tells us about it. By the way, coming up, hour number two, we're going to open the phone lines up at 877-969-8600 for your discussion about the coronavirus, what you think is going on. Some people are saying that, well, this is all contrived and it's man-made and it's manufactured. Well, it might have been to begin with, and it might have been done for certain reasons to begin with, and I use the word might because nothing's been proven. But right now we have a situation where we have to deal with it, and we have to treat it for what it is, and the World Health Organization is calling this a pandemic. So that's where we're at. That's what we have to do. And in hour number two, we'll get down to the nitty-gritty, talk about it again. And good morning, Mel. How the heck are you doing? What's that? Yeah, an earthquake yesterday morning. He's telling me they had an earthquake up there at Saratoga Springs. All righty. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. This is your overnight source of information. Tomorrow's news tonight. And we'll be right back with a lot more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fly a shotgun. Fly a shotgun. Come on now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.